this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised seven to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
This morning I want to minister because it's our month of prayer, and for the month of March it is the prayer, the doorway to the supernatural. So prayer is one of the doors that you will need to get to the supernatural. And so this morning I'll be ministering on what I've entitled The Investment Called Prayer. The Investment Called Prayer. Matthew chapter 16. We'll read verses number 19 to verse number 21. Well, because of time, we will have started from the beginning, but let's take from verse 19 to verse number 21. The word of God says, "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose in heaven." Verse number 20. "Then charge he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus Christ." Now we are looking at the investment called prayer. Verse 21. "From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and the scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day." He said, "Whatsoever you shall bound or bind in heaven here on earth shall be bound in heaven." So in other words, whatever you say here on earth will be respected in heaven. Every word that you open your mouth to decree, every word you open your mouth to say here on earth, heaven will respect it. "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The investment called prayer. In the scripture for the month, that is in James chapter number 5. James chapter 5, we'll read verses number 16 and verse number 17. James chapter number 5, verse 16 and 17. The Bible says, "Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed." It says, "The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Verse number 17. He said, "Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth for the space of 3 years and 6 months." So everything he decreed here on earth was respected in heaven. Every word he said, no matter how difficult, no matter how tough, heaven respected it. And so we are looking at the investment called prayer. Let me start this morning by saying that the secret resource to any Christian is prayer. The secret resource to any Christian or of any Christian is prayer. One of the things that the enemy, that Satan fears most in the lives of Christians is prayer. Satan fears a man that prays. Satan does not want Christians to pray, because prayer weakens the devil. Prayer wields Satan. Prayer demoralizes Satan. Satan is afraid. The enemy is afraid of a man that prays. The enemy trembles when he sees even the least of saints on their knees in prayer. He trembles. So he does not want Christians to pray. So the enemy does everything possible to stop us from praying, because he knows that whatsoever we decree here on earth shall be respected or established in heaven. He understands how God feels. He understands how God responds when it comes to prayer. So he wants to do everything to stop a man from praying. Hear me this morning. The enemy is not bothered if you are involved in activities. He's not bothered, sir. If you like, you can come to church 100 times in a day. He's not bothered. If you like, serve in your department as many times as possible. The enemy is not bothered. He's not bothered about how you serve. But he's bothered when you begin to pray. The enemy is bothered when you add prayers to your activity. The enemy is bothered when you add intercession to what you do. The enemy is bothered, sir, when you add prayers to your work. When you add prayers to your marriage, he is bothered, he is scared, he is afraid. And so he does everything possible to stop men from praying. So hear me this morning. Prayer is not an option for mankind. Prayer is a necessity for Christians. In Luke chapter 18, verse number 1. Luke chapter number 18, verse number 1. The Bible says, and he spake a parable unto them, to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint. Men ought always to pray and not faint. And I've said it before, if you are not praying, you are not a man. Anybody that is not praying, you are not yet a man. You may be a man physically, but you are, because the Bible says men always ought to pray and not faint. Colossians chapter 4, verse number 2. Colossians chapter number 4, verse number 2. The Bible says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. The Bible admonishes us to continue. Don't stop praying. Continue in prayers. Be consistent in your prayers. Continue in prayer and watch. Watch and pray, or pray and watch. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 16. Hebrews chapter number 4, verse number 16. The Bible says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of trouble. So there is help in prayers. You find grace in the place of prayer. God comes for you in the place of prayers. When you call, he answers. Prayer is never a waste, sir. Prayer is never a waste. It is men that waste prayers. It is an investment. Prayer is an investment for your now. It is an investment for your future. It is never a waste. Men waste prayers when they refuse to pray. Men waste prayers when a prayer is called and they are not interested in praying. You just miss an investment. You just miss something. You just miss the opportunity of putting precious seeds in your storehouse. Prayer is not a waste. Some people prayed some 20 years ago and they are reaping. They are seeing the result of what they prayed. It's not a waste, sir. You don't wait until trouble comes before you begin to pray. You pray so that trouble will not come. You don't wait until challenges come before you begin to pray. You pray so that when the challenges come, you have the grace to overcome, because you receive grace in the place of prayer. So when we pray, we are investing in our future. When we pray, treasures are stored in our spiritual accounts when we pray. Prayer is a spiritual investment, sir, that will yield future benefits. Future benefits like peace, peace of mind. You just have peace of mind. You pray before an issue happened, and the issue came, you just have peace of mind. Because you have prayed. You have committed it into the hands of God. you have peace of mind. Those people who pray sincerely concerning their marriage, they have peace of mind in their marriage. Those who pray sincerely concerning their work, they have peace of mind. Anything you commit into the hands of God in the place of prayer, God gives you result. He gives you peace. So prayer is a spiritual investment that will yield future benefits like peace, like wisdom. You get guidance in the place of prayer or from the place of prayer. And then you also get closer. You get connected to God. Closer connected to God. So, it is an investment into our future. And so one of the reasons why the enemy doesn't want us to pray is because he doesn't want us to have a future. He doesn't want us to have a future. So he stops us from praying. In Luke chapter 22, verses 31 and 32. Luke chapter 22, verse 31 and 32. You know, Jesus was saying to Simon, you know, Jesus is a man of prayer. You agree with me? He's a man of prayer. He prays. At the time, the Bible says he prayed and the sweat that came out of him was blood. To that level. He groaned to that level. And then he encourages his disciples to pray. And he said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan had desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. Hear what he said concerning Sam. He said, but I have prayed for you that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. I have prayed for you. So prayer saved Simon. Prayer saved his future. Prayer helped him. He was prayed for. There was an investment into his life. Through prayers. I have prayed for you. There are some of us, we are making waves today in life because our parents prayed for us. They interceded for us. We have parents who speak into the lives of their children daily, prophesy, speak good things into their lives, prayed for them. It's an investment into the future of those children. Somebody, you are here, your future will not be truncated in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, quickly before we pray, because I want to pray, let's look at four ways to invest in prayers. Four ways. How do we invest in prayer? Number one, invest with a pure heart. Invest with a pure heart. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 8. 1 Timothy chapter number 2, verse number 8. The Bible says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere. 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 Lifting up holy hands without wrath and without doubting. That men should pray everywhere. Not just in your room alone. Everywhere you find yourself, pray. Be a man of prayer. Without wrath and without doubting. And not just pray. Pray lifting up holy hands. We have people who pray lifting up unholy hands. You don't have an investment that way. We have people who pray with wrath, bitterness. You come to the place of prayer, you lift up your hands in prayer, you have something you are expecting from God, that you desire from God, and your heart is full of bitterness, anger, unforgiving spirit. There are people you have said you will never forgive, and you are praying expecting to receive from God. It doesn't work that way, sir. You are not investing. Your prayers are not yielding result because you pray with too much anger, bitterness, and unforgiving spirit. Hear me this morning. It is the effectual, the fervent prayer of the righteous that produces results. Just like we read in James chapter 5 verse 16. So when your prayer travels through sin, it doesn't get to God. The Bible says, the prayer of a sinner is abomination to God. When you come lifting up your hands and you are praying, you are asking from God, and your heart is full of unrighteousness, your hands are unholy, there is bitterness, unforgiveness in you, such prayers don't get to God. John chapter 9 verse 31 part A. John chapter 9 verse 31 part A of it. John 9 31. He said, now we know that God heareth not sinners. This is not the Old Testament. This is a New Testament. For those who say once you are born again, you can go ahead and sin the way you want, you are covered. Grace covers you. Grace does not cover you. Shall we continue to sin that grace may abound? He said, God forbid. Grace doesn't cover you, sir. I've said it before. Let me repeat it again. God's servant told us from one of his messages that grace is not a license to sin. Grace is not a license to misbehave. Grace is not a license to disobey. We have so many children of God who are disobedient. You just do it. It's just natural with you. You don't invest that way. You have no investment. That is not an investment. Number two, you invest with the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God. Knowledge in God's word plus prayer is power. Knowledge from the word of God plus prayer is power. The word of God is the fuel for prayer. The word of God. So any prayer that is not accompanied by the word is powerless. If it is not based on God's word, it is baseless. God will honor his word when your prayers is accompanied by his word. He respects his word. And that's why we say study to show yourself approved unto God. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. So study. Seek ye the book of the law. Seek it. Seek the book of the law. Find it. Study. Because every word you discover from the pages of the scriptures concerning that issue in your life, once it is accompanied with your prayer is as good as answered. John chapter 15 verse number 7. John 15 verse 7. The Bible says, if you abide in me. What is this one? John 15 7. Am I quoting something else? Something else, right? I'm correct? Because I saw one Arabic in front of me here now. Thank you. John 15, 7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. The word of God. If the word abides in you, the Bible says that whatever you ask from him, he will do it, because he respects his word. In 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 36, 1 Kings 18 36 concerning Elijah. Elijah finally told us, he said, everything that he has said is not by his own word. not by his own word. Not by what? I said 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 36. And I said 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 36. Let me change the person that is controlling this. Please change the person controlling these monitors in front of me. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. At thy word. So Elijah revealed that his actions of calling down fire, stopping the rain, were all products of the word of God. So the more word loaded you are, the more target specific your prayers will be. When your request travels via the word, you get answers. Because when your request comes before God, he looks around your request to find out if it is accompanied by his word. Because God respects his word. So prayer goes hand in hand with the word. If you want to pray well, please know the word. Whenever you can see it well, through the pages of the scriptures, God will be in a hurry to perform. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse number 11 and 12. Jeremiah 1:11-12. So every time you can see it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of almond tree. Verse number 12. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen. Because you have well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. So when you see well, when it comes to you by revelation, when you are able to pick a word from the scriptures that has to do with your desires, that has to do with what you are asking from God, God says, because you have seen well, I will hasten my word to perform. So when you see well from the pages of the scriptures, what happened? God will be in a hurry to perform. Study the word of God, sir. Study the word of God. Don't run away from God's word. Don't run away from his presence. Anywhere the word of God will be preached in sincerity, please find yourself there. Don't joke with extra project, the teaching of God's word. Don't joke with your personal study life. God is looking for his word to perform in your life. Number three, invest in faith. Invest in faith. Come with faith to the place of prayers and not fear or unbelief. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, the word of God says, without faith, Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that must come to God in prayers, in his presence, must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Faith. There is nothing that God cannot make happen. With him, nothing is impossible. Nothing that God cannot make happen. If I was saying to Sarah and Abraham in Genesis chapter 18, verse 14, he said to them, Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Nothing. He says, at the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life. So God's word does not go unfulfilled. Joshua chapter 21, verse number 45. The Bible says, there failed not a word. Joshua 21, 45. There failed not a word. Or there failed, King James says, there failed not out of any good thing. So every good thing that God said concerning Israel, all. Some came to pass. All came to pass. So there failed not out of any good thing which the Lord has spoken concerning the house of Israel. All came to pass. So everything that God said to you, if you are able to discover it, if it comes to you by revelation, if it comes to you by rhema, the Bible says all of them will come to pass. The question is, what has God said concerning you? Do you have faith enough to believe? Do you have faith enough to believe? Because without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Number four. Invest in the name of Jesus. John chapter 14, verse 14. The Bible says in John 14, 14, if ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. It's very simple. You come with faith. You ask in His name. He said, I will do it. It's His word. So just take His word back to Him. Lord, You said in Your word that if I ask anything in Your name, You will do it. Father, do this one. I bring Your word before You. Jesus said this one. I will do it. Your heart is pure. You come with a clean heart. He said, ask anything in my name. I will do it. Philippians chapter number 2, you read verse number 9 and 10. Philippians 2, 9 and 10. The Bible says, wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every other name. Verse number 10. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Every knee. Every situation, every challenge, every issue, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, don't joke with His name. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven. So heaven will also bow. As I say, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Anything you decree on earth is established in heaven. So, all things in heaven and things on the earth, not just on the earth. That's why I'm excited. And things under the earth, even where the devil is, they will bow. So when you mention the name of Jesus, there is a shaking that goes on. You just don't know it, but there is a shaking that goes on. Heaven responds. Who is calling that name? The earth also. Who is calling that name? Devils also and their cohorts. Who is calling this name? There is a shaking. Heaven is looking for who mentioned that name to respond. The earth is also looking for who mentioned that name to respond. The enemy is looking for who mentioned that name to run away. Your enemies will run away from you. I say they will run away from you. In the name of Jesus Christ. So questions of life. Answers that you need, miracles that you desire, challenges of life, they all respond to the name of Jesus Christ. Because His name comes with an approver. God has approved it. He approved it. So you don't just call the name, you call the name with revelation. Sometimes I jokingly, I said to myself, I said, Jesus. I said, Jesus, what? What happened? Carl mistakenly climbed above. Jesus waiting. Don't just call that name anyhow. I respect that name. Call the name when there are serious issues, not that car climbs bomb by mistake. Jesus. Women are always fond of that. Jesus. They see cockroach. Jesus. I respect that name. I don't just call the name anyhow. That is what we are talking about. Revelation. Insight into certain things in the spiritual. We give you an edge over every other person. That name comes with an approval. Acts chapter number 2, verse number 22. Acts chapter 2, verse number 22. He says, ye men of Israel. Acts chapter 2, verse 22. He says, ye men of Israel, hear these words. Acts chapter 2, verse number 22. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. A man approved of God. Heaven approves him. His name is approved in heaven, on earth. Approved. Beneath the earth, approved. So when you mention his name before any issue in the place of prayer, you get an approver. Please understand scriptures when you are praying. Push this word to Jesus. Your name has been approved in heaven. And I'm asking this in your name. Let my desires be approved. You said in your word, if I ask anything in your name, you will do it. Father, make it happen. Look for scripture, sir, to back up your request. Don't just pray. I want to be prayer. And God is saying, my word. The devil is laughing. You will not do this one because your word is not backing it. He should just say, I want to be pregnant. There is a word for it. There is a word for every situation. Finally, number 5, invest by praying in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. You invest in your spiritual life, pray more in the Holy Ghost. Jude 20. Let me take it from the Amplified Version. Jude 20, the Amplified Version. He said, but you, behold, build yourselves up, founded on your most holy faith. Is there no Jude 1:20? Or they are looking for Jude chapter 20. It's Jude chapter 1, verse number 20. But you, beloved, build yourselves up, founded on your most holy faith. That was it. Make progress. Rise like an edifice, higher and higher, praying in the Holy Ghost. Hear me. When you are praying in the Holy Ghost, you know what you are doing? Your faith is built. Not only that, you are making progress in the spiritual. Not only that, you are rising like an edifice. You are getting higher. You are becoming higher, or you grow higher and higher in the spiritual. So praying the Holy Ghost makes you higher, gives you an unusual strength. That's why when you pray in the Holy Ghost, the enemy gives way. Satan gives way. Because praying the Holy Ghost is like you are emitting fire. And it is only God that understands what you are saying. The devil does not understand that language. So when you invest in praying in the Holy Ghost, what happens is that your faith is built. You become stronger and stronger in the place of prayer and in spiritual matters. You become an edifice that is higher spiritually. And you make progress in life. So please pray more in the Holy Ghost. It is an investment into your now and your future. We want to pray. I said in my message that prayer is not a waste. It is men that waste prayers. As we pray, there are four areas that I want us to invest in this morning as we pray, because it's our month of prayer. I want us to invest into the lives of our children. For those of us who are yet to give back to our children, pray for your unborn children, because you will give back to your children. Help me say amen for those people. For those who are not yet married, and you are saying, what concerns me? You will be married, and you also give back to your children. Help me say amen for them also. And I decree this morning that everyone that is experiencing delay in the place of childbearing, the Bible says that none shall be barren in the house. And so I terminate that delay now in the name of Jesus. Go and conceive. Go and give back to your children in the precious name of Jesus. So we want to invest in our children. In Psalm 127 verse number 3, the Bible says, lo, children, Psalm 127 verse 3, children are an heritage from the Lord. He says the fruit of the womb is a reward. You hear me? For those who believe in God, for the fruit of the womb, it is a reward. Take this word back to God. Open it, read it. Your word says it is a reward. It's a reward, sir. Psalm 128 verse 6. Psalm 128 verse number 6. He says, yea, thou... Okay, I give me amplified. He says, yes, may you see your children's children, peace upon Israel. You know what it means? It means that you will see your children's children. Not only that, it also means that you will eat the fruit of the labor of your children. And your labor over your effort over your children, you will see the result. You believe God, let your amen be louder. Amen. I said this in Moriah about a particular woman who had a child and traveled with this child to the United States. Maybe UK now, I can't remember now. Invested in the life of this child, the only child, son. And this woman came back from the States without this child. The child got missing. Search and search and search for this child. Couldn't find the child. All her investment in the life of this child, emotionally, physically, financially, became a waste. Up to today, she has not been able to get over it. Somebody, you are here, your efforts over your children will not be wasted. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Sometimes our children get married, and maybe married the wrong, enter the wrong marriage, and they forget about their parents, the wrong marriage, and that marriage makes the child or the children to forget. I have told the story of a boy who worked in an oil company, you remember, a plumber, you remember, that said, I will never want to have anything to do with my father. And he meant it, and up to today, for whatever reason, that the father did not attend his wedding. So he had to go and look for a father. He borrowed a father. The father is suffering. The boy well-to-do, has money. He said, I will never waste effort. All the investment over the child. Of course, he made his own mistakes, but I think those mistakes are forgivable. Wasted. Also going to pray to you for our health. Somebody, you are here, sicknesses and diseases will not waste your life. You will not waste money over disease and afflictions in the name of Jesus. Because the word of God says in 3 John 2, he said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper, right? So if you are not healthy, you are not wealthy. I've seen people who are rich in the hospital, their money cannot help them. Because they are not healthy, so their money meant nothing to them. It couldn't help them. I'm going to pray for your business also. Your projects, your academics. Somebody just shared a testimony now. That is the kind of testimony you want to be hearing for academicians. Going higher and higher in life. You are not stagnant. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 23, part A. Proverbs 14, 23. I'm just preparing your mind to pray. Proverbs 14, verse 23, part A. The Bible says, in all labor, there is what? There is profit. So in your business, you wake up in the morning, it's a new month now. When you come back at the end of the day, there should be profit to show. At the end of the month, there should be profit to show in your life. Because the Bible says, in all labor, there is profit. So there is profit for every labor. You are building. You should see progress. You shouldn't be stagnant. You shouldn't stop that project. So we're going to pray. Number three, we're going to pray over your finance. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, it says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to do what? To get wealth. Some of you, I'm praying for you that this new month that we enter, you will not lack money. Okay, maybe you don't need money. I need money. I will not lack money. My business will not lack money. Ministerially will not lack money. So pastors also need money. Money is not a sin. In fact, the Bible says money. Answer it. It is the love of money that is... Money, answer it. So I need money. I need money. So if you have plenty, just know that I need. You understand what I'm saying? You got it? You don't got it? Don't forget about it. You just have to got it. Because I need money. All right, so how many things are we investing on this morning? Number one, your children. Number two, health. Number three, your business. Number four, owo, ego, kudi. Let's rise on our feet and pray. Are you ready to pray this morning? You're ready to invest this morning? We want to pray for our children. You will mention their names. And then you will pray. You mention, like for instance, my mother is here now, she will mention my name. I'm still a child, Abby. Omo Mojela. She will mention my name. Shola Oladimeji. Mommy, Shengomi. Your destiny will not be aborted. Your destiny will not be wasted. Remember, it's an anointing service. Are you ready to pray? I will mention one name. You mention your own name, the names of your children, and then you pray. You say after me, Divine Oladimeji. Your destiny will not be aborted. Your destiny will not be wasted. Lift up your voice and invest. Lift up your voice and pray. The fervent, effectual prayer of the righteous availeth much. I'd like you to pray with zeal. Mention the names of your children. Mention the name of your children. If you don't have children yet, speak. Say, my children, your destiny will not be aborted. Your destiny will not be wasted. In the name of Jesus, my unborn children, your destiny will not be aborted. Your destiny will not be wasted. In the name of Jesus Christ, mention their names. Mention their names. Prince Oladimeji, your destiny will not be aborted. Your destiny will not be wasted. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, children are heritage from the Lord. The reward of the womb, the fruit of the womb is their reward. It is our reward. It is our reward. And so their destiny will not be wasted, will not be aborted. Prevail, Oladimeji. Your destiny will not be aborted. Your destiny will not be wasted. Somebody lift up your voice and pray. We are in the place of prayer this morning. We are in the place of prayer this morning. It is an anointing service. I'd like you to pray. I'd like you to pray. I'd like you to pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'd like you to pray. Your destiny will not be aborted. Your destiny will not be wasted. In the name of Jesus Christ, your destiny will not be aborted. Your destiny will not be wasted. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Shout a louder amen. Your children will not die at the peak of their glory. In the name of Jesus. Say after me, my children, you will not die at the peak of your glory. Lift up your voice and begin to pray for them. Mention their names as you pray. Mention their names as you pray. They will get to their peak in life. They will get to their zenith in life. They will not be cut short in destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ, my children, you will not die at the peak of your glory. You will not die at the zenith of your glory. You will get to the peak in life. You will get to the zenith in life. In the name of Jesus Christ, is somebody praying this morning? Is somebody investing into the future of your children? Are you investing? I'd like you to pray. Prayer is an investment. Prayer is an investment. My children, you will not die at the peak of your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will fulfill destiny. You will fulfill destiny. You will fulfill purpose. You are created to fulfill purpose. You will fulfill destiny. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Shout a louder amen. You are going to pray over your children. You will say after me, my efforts over my children will not be wasted. Lift up your voice and pray again. Mention their names. My efforts over you, divine, it will not be wasted. My efforts over you, prince, it will not be wasted. My efforts over you, prevail, it will not be wasted. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray for them. It will not be wasted. In the name of Jesus, my investment over you will not be wasted. Is somebody praying this morning? It will not be wasted. In the name of Jesus, it will not be wasted. In the name of Jesus, it will not be wasted. In the name of Jesus, it will not be wasted. In the name of Jesus, it will not be wasted. In the name of Jesus, it will not be wasted. Children are an heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward. I will see my children's children and peace upon Israel. My children, my effort over you will not be wasted. My labor over you will not be wasted. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Somebody, you are here. Your efforts over your children will not be wasted. In the name of Jesus. We want to pray. We are praying for our health. 3 John 2, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospered. And I'm standing on this exalted altar this morning, and I pray for everyone that is sick, home and abroad, in the hospital. I decree from today, according to the word of God that says, by his stripes you were healed, I decree you healed. Every affliction in your life, we remove that affliction by the blood of Jesus. He sent forth his word, and his word healed them. You are healed this morning. Everyone sick this morning, receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. In the name of Jesus. So when a man falls sick all the time, it is a wasted. You just get money and use it to treat sickness. And it happens almost all the time. We want to pray. Sometimes these things happen when there is harvest. Harvest comes, promotion comes, and then you fall sick. How do we pray this prayer? You pray that I refuse to be sick in my harvest. I refuse to be afflicted in my harvest. Say after me, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to be sick in my harvest. I refuse to be afflicted in my harvest. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. No more sickness for you. I am praying for somebody this morning. No more sickness for you. You will be alive. You will be healthy to eat the fruits of your labor. No more sickness for you. In the name of Jesus, your children will not be carrying you from one hospital to another hospital. No more sickness for you. You will eat the fruit of your labor. In the name of Jesus, you have invested and you are still investing. You will eat the fruits of your labor. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. I reject sickness and disease. I reject afflictions. In the name of Jesus, I am healthy. I am not sick. I will not be sick. In the name of Jesus, I put an end to seasonal affliction. I put an end to seasonal sickness in my life, in the life of my children. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. You are going to pray. You shout in sicknesses, diseases, affliction, disaster, death. I rebuke you from wasting my destiny. You know, there are some people that what waste their business is disaster, fire accident, and they came down to zero level. I know of a woman had so many shops in Alashino, so many shops. She was doing well, and there was a fire outbreak there in Alashino market and raised her shops down. She came down. She came down. She was working for me, and one day I looked at her and said, "Madam, the way I'm looking at you, you look like somebody that is well to do." She said, "Yes," and then she told me the story. Raised down. He said, "That's why I'm working here, doing one menial job." Disaster will not waste your investment. Satan's sicknesses, diseases, afflictions, disaster, death. I rebuke you from wasting my destiny. I rebuke you from wasting my investment. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice. For some, it is accident. They were involved in an accident and they came down. They came down. They came down. They came down. You will not come down. Somebody, you will not come down. Sickness will not bring you down. Affliction will not bring you down. Accident will not bring you down. Disease will not bring you down. Disaster will not bring you down. Death will not bring you down. In the name of Jesus, sicknesses, diseases, affliction, disaster, death, I rebuke you from wasting my destiny. I rebuke you from wasting my investment. In the name of Jesus, you will not waste my investment. In the name of Jesus, you will not waste my resources. In the name of Jesus, you will not bring me down. In the name of Jesus, you will not bring me down. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Is somebody investing this morning? We want to pray for our businesses, academies, your project. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 23 that we read, part A of it, the Bible says, in all labor there is profit. Whatever you are doing, the end result should be profit, progress, success. And so somebody, you are here, in all your efforts you will see profit. Amen. In all your labor you will see results. Amen. In the name of Jesus, say after me, over my business, over my projects, I refuse to labor in vain. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. I refuse to labor in vain. 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 Over my project, I refuse to labor in vain. Over my studies, I refuse to labor in vain. I will see result. I will see profit. I will see result. I will make profit. In the name of Jesus, over my business, I refuse to labor in vain. I will see result. I will make profit. In the name of Jesus, in my marriage, I refuse to labor in vain. I will see result. I will make profit. In the name of Jesus Christ, somebody pray. I refuse to labor in vain. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Can your amen be louder? Amen. Somebody here, yeah, there's no patronage in your business for some time now, but after today, people will begin to look for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So you're going to pray. The profits in my business, sales in my business, patronage in my business, don't stop coming. Come in your hundreds. Come in your thousands. Come in your millions. Say after me, profits in my business. Profits in my business. Sales in my business. Patronage in my business. Don't stop coming. Come in your hundreds, come in your thousands, come in your millions. Lift up your voice and pray. What are you doing for a living? We are like you to pray. Don't stop coming. Profits, don't stop coming. Sales, don't stop coming. Patronage, don't stop coming. Come in your hundreds. Profits, come in your hundreds. Profits, come in your thousands. Profits, come in your millions. In the name of Jesus, I'd like you to decree. I'd like you to decree, in all labor, there is profit. In all labor, there is profit. In all labor, there is profit. The word of God says you will prosper in all that you do. In all labor, there is profit. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Finally, we want to pray over our money, over our finances this morning. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 18. The Bible says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to make wealth. You pray. This one you need grace. Grace for financial ideas. Grace to make wealth. Come upon me now. Because God is grace. So it is grace that gives power. Say after me, grace for financial ideas. Grace to make wealth. Come upon me now. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Ask for that grace. Ideas. You need ideas. You need ideas. Ideas. Ask for that grace. Ideas. Ideas. Grace for ideas. For financial ideas. Grace to make wealth. Come upon me now. In the name of Jesus. Come upon me now. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. There was a time money failed in Israel, in Egypt. Genesis chapter 47 verse 15. Genesis 47 verse 15. Somebody you are here, money will not fail you. Money will not fail in your business. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 15, verse 1-5. It was because, and when money failed in the land of, there are some of us here this morning, money has failed us. Because some of us, we even struggle to come to church. Transportation money. Money failed you. Sorry. I'm sorry. But this one just came to me. Let me just do as I'm led. you are here this morning and you struggle to come to church because of transportation money. All eyes closed, please. You struggle. Raise your hand up, let me see. You struggle to come to church. All eyes closed. You struggle. Raise your hand. Please, all eyes closed. You open your eyes, you have sinned. All eyes closed. You struggle to come to church. Close your eyes, everybody. Okay, I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I see 7 hands. I see 8 hands. Put your hands down. After the service, please see me. After the service, see me. That's what is led in my heart to do this morning. For those 7 hands that I saw after the service, please see me. And I'm praying for you, those who raise their hands, I'm praying for money will no longer fail you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to pray. You will shout it, money. You will not fail me this year. Money. You will not fail me in business. In the name of Jesus. Say after me, money. You will not fail me this year. Money. You will not fail me in business. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. In the name of Jesus. Money. Money has a name. Money, I call that name. You will not fail me this year. You will not fail me in business. In the name of Jesus Christ. You will not fail me this year. You will not fail me in business. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Can you add this one? Can you add this one? Money, I call you from the four corners of the earth. Locate me. Serve me. Locate my business. Serve my business. In the name of Jesus. Call money from the four corners of the earth to locate you, to serve you. In the name of Jesus. Locate me. Locate me. Serve me. Locate my business. Serve my business. I will not serve you money. You will serve me. I will not serve you. You will serve me. I will not beg to eat. I will live happily. In the name of Jesus. I will be sufficient. In the name of Jesus. Money will not fail me. I call you from the four corners of the world. Begin to locate me and serve me. Locate my business and serve my business. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Can you bring your anointing oil this morning? Let's do the anointing this morning. Let's do the anointing this morning. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18 says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to make wealth. And so this morning we are asking for, as we anoint ourselves this morning and bless the oil, it is anointing for profiting. Somebody, you are here, you will make great profits this month of March. In the name of Jesus. So the grace to profit and to make progress is coming upon you. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your oil before the Lord. Lift up your oil before the Lord. Lord, I consecrate this oil in the hands of your children this morning. As we have seen from the pages of the scriptures, that it is by grace a man makes profit. You are the one that gives power to make wealth. And so let the grace for profiting come into this oil. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let the grace for progress come into this oil. In the name of Jesus. Father, breathe into this oil your grace for profiting. And so every bottle that is raised, every oil raised to God this morning, receive the grace for profiting. Receive that grace for progress in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Please put the oil on your forehead and let's take these prayers in quick succession. Put the oil on your forehead this morning. You are going to pray. You say after me, Father, by this oil I receive grace for profiting. I receive grace for progress in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Receive it, receive it. People will see you, they will favor you. They will favor you. You will make profit. As you enter that business, as you go back to your shop, to your business environment, you will make profit. People will patronize you. You will make great progress in life in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Stretch your hands towards the altar as I pray for you this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree to everyone whose hand is stretched towards the altar this morning, the power for wealth and provision, receive now. Amen. Ideas to create legitimate wealth, receive now. Amen. The power to multiply resources, receive now. Amen. Somebody, you are here, money will not fail you. Amen. Money will not fail you. Amen. Money will not fail you. Amen. Your health will not fail you. Your health will not fail you. Your children will not fail you. Your children will not be wasted. Your life will not be wasted. Your children will not be aborted. Your life will not be aborted. You will make progress. You will go forward. You will march forward. You will become great. You will become greater. You will be great in life. You will work stronger. You will be healthy. You will stay long. You will live long. You will eat the fruits of your labor. In the name of Jesus. Shout a louder amen. 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 Three times. Amen. 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 So shall it be for you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. You are blessed in Jesus' name.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's Choice Servant. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's Choice Servant in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda UA Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.